Okay. The topic of this shiur is Psukei Zimra in Halacha and Hashkafa. And the real truth is that I think I have it fairly clear in my mind what it is that I'm going to talk about. But the truth is that I'm staying in Manhattan. I left a half hour early to give myself a little time to sit in the car and go over my notes. And I had MapQuest directions to here, which I've been here already a few times, and still I got lost twice. So I was left with very little time, so we'll take it a little slow. Okay, let's start with the Gemara in Brachas, which is the sheet that has Brachas and the Rambam. Okay, two lines prior to where the lines get wide. Okay. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Avina, Kala Omer Tehillah LeDavid B'chol Yom Shalosh Pa'amim. Whoever says Tehillah LeDavid, which is what we call Ashrei, okay, Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Abba. That's Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Abba. My timer. Like, what's so special about Tehillah LeDavid? So the Gemara says Ilema Mishum Da Asya Ba'alef Beis. That it's a perik in Tehillim that goes in the order, in the sequence of the Aleph Beis. Tehillah David Michal Kehamelech, Godol Hashem Emhulamo, Dor Lidor Yishabach Masecha, Gimel Dalit, so on and so forth. Of course, the famous Nun is missing, but in any case, it goes in the order of Aleph Beis. So it's a special shevach. It's a special type of praise of a Kaddish Baruch. Okay? So therefore, if that's the case, we can do much better. So Neima Ashrei Tamimei Derech, so you can say Tehillim Kuf Yutes, the Asya B'tamni Yahavim. That has, it's the biggest pair, 176 psukim, and it's eight times it's in the sequence of Aleph Beis. So if the uniqueness of the Sheva, which makes it so unusual, that if we say it, we're really Zocha Talam Abba, so why don't we say Ashrei Tamimei Derech, which has eight times the Aleph Beis. So the Gemara says, Ela mishum de isbei poseyach es yedecha. So perhaps there's another reason, that a major shevach, which is something we'll develop as we go on in the Hashkafa part of it, a major praise of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is, poseyach es yedecha must be alechol chayrits on the Kaddish Baruch Hu, provides for all of mankind. So if that's the uniqueness of it, that if you keep on emphasizing that, which the Rabbeinu Yonah keeps on saying, that that's a basis of betachon, it's a basis of emunah, if we believe in Paseach HaSidecha, Masbiyah L'chol Chai Ratzon, Kadosh Baruch Hu provides for our needs, and he says, betachon and emunah is the core of Yahadus, and therefore you'll be Zocher to Olam Abba. So that's it, Neima Halel HaGadol. So we should say Halel HaGadol, V'ksiv Bei Nosein Lechem L'chol Basar. Halel Gadol is the perik. It's actually Gemara in Arvei Psachim. The Gemara in Arvei Psachim says that after we finish Halel, we say Halel HaGadol. The Gemara says, what is Halel HaGadol? So the Gemara says, Hodul Hashem Kitov Kolom Chazo Yomen Yisrael, which at the end has Peseach Es Yedecha. I'm sorry, it says over there, Nosein Lechem Lechol Basar Kilolom Chazo. So it also tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides lechem lechol basar, right? Ki la'olam chaz. So why don't we say that? And apparently there's something special about it. It's halal gadol. It praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu for many things. Okay. So the Gemara says, what's so special about Ashrei? Elo mishum de ispei tarte. It has both. In other words, it has not only the fact that it's praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the order of Aleph Beis. Actually, it seems to be something special and unique. We know that the Taitanim, we said a little while ago, in Kinnis, of course, Yirmiyahu himself, ordered Eicha in the order of Aleph Beis, and most of the Kinnis are in order of Aleph. This seems to be something unique about whatever it is you're addressing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying it in the order of Aleph Beis. So that's one special and unique point concerning Ashrei. What we call Tehillah LeDavid, what we call Ashrei. And the other unique thing is that it's a praise that emphasizes the fact that Paseyach Es Yedecha Mashbiyah L'chol Chai Ratzon. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides the panas of all mankind. Okay. So it mentions, the Gemara says, that it's called that whoever says the Hillel David Shalosh Pa'amim B'chol Yom, if you say it three times every day, is Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. Now, in terms of what we call Psukei D'Zimra, which we'll talk about where we get that term and what exactly it means, so would you say that Ashrei is the main part or a major point of Psukei D'Zimra? Maybe yes. Okay, but on the other hand, we only say a Psukei D'Zimra once a day. And as far as Ashrei is concerned, the Gemara says that Omer Tehillah LeDavid Shalosh Pa'amim B'chol Yom Muftach Lo. So could be it is part of Psukei D'Zimra, could be it's not. But even if it is, it's certainly more than just Psukei D'Zimra. There's a point of saying it in a repeated fashion. We say it again in the Volatzion, and we say it again as part of Mincha. So again, we have to raise the question, is it really part of Psukei D'Zimra? Or do we say it sort of as what we call Psukei D'Zimra because it's very unique? And therefore we include that praise also. Okay. Now, the next source, let's look at the Gemara in Shabbos. Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. And here it's one, two, third line after the lines get white. Amar Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi makes a bunch of statements that he wishes his portion would be amongst people who do the following. Interesting, by the way, the one prior to the one we're going to read is Amar Rabbi Yossi, Echelki Ma'ochle Sholish Sudos. The Shabbos. Person should be Machmen Sholish Sudos. Echelki Ma'ochle Sholish Sudos the Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, then Rabbi Yossi says, Yehi chelki megomri halal b'chol yom, that I would wish that my portion should be among those that are gomer halal, the complete halal every single day. So Gemara says, halal every single day? So Eini, it's not true. Va'amar ma'ara kore halal b'chol yom, whoever says halal b'chol yom, harizim b'charef u'megadef. So on the contrary, it's a tremendous abuse of our ability to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single day you say Hallel. Hallel is safe for unique moments. So the Gemara says, Kikam Rinon. What are we talking about? The Psukei D'Zimra. We're not talking about the Hallel that we say on Yomim Tovim. We're not saying about the Hallel that we say in Hanukkah, which the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim says, we say Hallel, I'll call Perik or Perik at each interval of time, which means the Yomim Tovim. I'll call Tzara V'Tzara Shalom Tovim Aleh, that it shouldn't come upon us, Chas V'Shalom, but if it comes upon us and we're saved, so we say Hallel. That's not the Hallel we're talking about. Those Hallels are safe for unique moments. Right? But what are we talking about? What did Rav Yossi mean? That Yehei Chelki Megomri Hallel Ki Kamrinam B'Psukei D'Zimra. We're talking about Psukei D'Zimra. What is Psukei D'Zimra? So look at Rashi. Psukei D'Zimra. Shnei Mizmorim Shel Hilulim. What is Psukei D'Zimra? So Rashi says Psukei D'Zimra consists of two prakim. Right? Which two prakim? Shnei Mizmorim Shel Hilulim. Hallelujah Hashem Min HaShemayim, which is the third to last. Actually, as you must know, Tehillim has 150 parakim. So this is number 148, right? That's part of that's Psukei D'Zimra. Hallelujah Hashem Min HaShemayim. And Hallelujah Kel B'Kacha, which is the last parak. Hallelujah Kel B'Kacha. Hallelujah Kiriza. Hallelujah Gurosa. That is what Rashi says of Psukei D'Zimra. Okay, why? I mean, why adopt these two? So that's something we'll talk about. But in any case, what you see from Rashi is that Rashi seems to say that Psukei D'Zimra are these two parakim, not Tehillah L'David. Okay? So apparently, according to Rashi, Tehillah L'David, which is what we call Ashrei, is not part of Psukei D'Zimra. Now, we incorporated it. We incorporated as part of our praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the way, all of this, all the praise that we say, seems to be based on what the Gemara says, La'olam yisader adam shvachav shalmakom. A person should always organize his praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'achakach mispalom. And afterwards he should daven. Okay? That's Sukkot Nisan. So the truth is, we add on a bunch of things before Ashrei, we add on a little bit after, Vayivar of David, so on and so forth. Okay? So we have before, we have after. So we include Tehillah LeDavid. We include Ashrei. Okay? And there's a good reason to include it, because it's a very special and unique praise of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, like the Gemara said before, because it's the order of Aleph Beis, and includes the praise of a Kaddish Baruch Hu that he provides. Paseyach Yedecha, U'masvi'a L'chol Chai Ratzon. But according to Rashi, apparently it is not part of Sukkot Dezimra. Right? Something we say, we say a lot of things which we add on, and therefore, since we're supposed to say it three times a day, it's appropriate to include it among the praise of Sukkot Dezimra. But according to Rashi, Sukkot Dezimra consists of two prakim. Okay? The 148th perik of Tehillim, right, which is Hallelujah Hashem in Hashemayim. And the last one, the 150th, Hallelujah Kel Bekotcho, Hallelujah Bekirs. Why? I mean, why did Rashi pick those two? Okay? Okay. Before we try to answer that part of the question, let's look at the Rush. Okay, it's Ozvav. Apologize, it's a little small. Try to get it onto one page. Okay, it's the second column on page, what's numbered page 4. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Ha'omer Tehillah LeDavid B'chol Yom Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. So the Rosh brings down, cites the Gemara that we read, the Gemara in Brachas. Ha'omer Tehillah LeDavid B'chol Yom Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. But there's something missing from the Rosh. The Rosh doesn't say Ha'omer Tehillah LeDavid Shalish Pa'amim B'chol Yom. All he has is Kalaomet Hillel David Bechol Yom Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. Okay, so as we pointed out, if you're going to say like our Nosach in the Gemara, our Gers in the Gemara, that has Kalaomet Hillel David Shalish Pamim Bechol Yom, so then you have to question: is it part of Pesukei Dezimra, and you just say it another two times because of its chashivus, or the very fact that you're saying it three times shows you it's something different, it's separate and distinct from Pesukei Dezimra. We say it as one of the three times. Okay? Now, according to the Rosh, that the Rosh says, Kala Omer Tehillah David B'chol Yom, doesn't mention three times, so then it's much more likely to say that if you say it once, where is it that we are saying it? As part of, say, the Shavach of Shalmakam, as part of Pesukei Dezimra. Okay? And we have a further indication that according to the Rosh, it certainly is part of Pesukei Dezimra. Let's see a little bit further. So Amar Rab, Masha Anu, the next line, Masha Anu Poschin BaAshrei Yoshvei. Now we, the Perik of Ashrei starts from Tehillah LeDavid Aramimcha Elkei HaMelech. We start Ashrei Yoshvei VeSecha Odeh LuChasela, which is not in that Perik. In that Perik, it's actually from Perik Kuf Yud Zayin. It's a pasuk in Kuf Yud Zayin in Tehillah. So Masha Anu Poschin BaAshrei Yoshvei Mishum Deminei Nafka LeKamon, because later the Gemara learns out that Sarich Adam SheYisha Sha Achas Kodem Shispal. The Gemara says that the Chassidim Rishonim used to wait 1 hour before davening. Right? They used to daven for an hour. They would pause and think about their tefillahs an hour afterward. How do we know that you're supposed to wait before davening? So the Gemara learns it out from the pasuk Ashrei Yoshvei V'Secha. You sit there without doing anything, without saying anything. That's what the Gemara learns out, that a person should, for an hour or so, you know, think about what he's going to daven beforehand. And since apparently Pesukei Dezimra, you know, of course we have Birchas HaShachar, that's a different category, but basically Pesukei Dezimra is sort of the beginning of our tefillahs. I say sort of because it's very clear from the Rambam that the beginning of Tefillah Tzibur is Baruch Hu. Right? That's the beginning of Tefillah Tzibur. The Kaddish that we say prior to Baruch Hu and the Baruch Hu, that's the beginning of Tefillah B'Tzibur. But nevertheless, beforehand, the Chachamim were Mesakein, the early Daris were Mesakein, to say what we call Psuki de Zimra, and the Rambam mentions already that you say Baruch Sha'amar a bracha beforehand and a bracha afterwards. So since this is really the beginning of Tefillah, so therefore we say the Pasuk Ashra Yoshua Vesecha, telling you don't rush it. Sit down, think about things, meditate a little bit about davening, and then you'll start davening. That's why we include the pasuk of Ashrei Yoshev Yisrael. The Gam is Simon v'Nachnu Nevarich Ka Miyato v'Adolam Alaluka, which is also not part of that perik. Right? Also not part of that perik. So why do we finish v'Nachnu Nevarich Ka Miyato v'Adolam Alaluka? So the Gam is Simon v'Nachnu Nevarich Ka, and the reason apparently is, which is mentioned in the Torah, the reason for why we say v'nachnu l'varcha is to connect the halalukah with other halalukas that are included, that come with the next bunch of prakim of what we say in Sukkidism. Okay, if that's true, that at the end of Ashrei we want to connect it to the rest of, to the rest of Tehillim actually. We continue, we finish up the rest of Tehillim, which each one of them starts with Hallelujah and ends with Hallelujah. So therefore we say, Asher, we end Asher also with a Pasuk of Hallelujah. Okay? That itself is quite a clear indication that it is, that Asher itself is part of Psuki de Zimmer. Okay? It's a continuum with the other Hallelujahs. Okay? So we have apparently Rashi Shita, that Rashi, for what at this point seems some strange reason, so chooses and picks two prakim, Perikuf Mem Ches and Perikuf Nun, that is Psuki de Zimra. Apparently, according to Rashi, Ashrei is not part of Psuki de Zimra, nor are the other prakim that we say. Right? Just those two. And we say it because of its uniqueness and as a Shevach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we incorporate it in our Sheva. But it's not what the Gemara calls Psuki de Zimra. Okay? Now, in the Rambam, you also see more or less like the Rush, except with one little difference. You look at the Rambam in Halacha Perik Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis. So the Rambam says, V'shafchu chachonim harishonim l'mi shekores miros m'sefer tilim b'chol yom. That the early generations praised the ones, those who say, Tehil azmiros m'sefer tilim b'chol yom. Right? Who are the original Chachamim Rishonim? So, like Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, Yehechelki im gomri halal b'chol yom. Right? What is Lamisha Kori Zemiros Mesefer Tilim b'chol yom? Okay. First of all, he mentions Mesefer Tilim. That is a special praise, right, of saying whatever it is from Sefer Tilim. Okay. Actually, in the Nusach of Baruch Shema, we also say V'shirei David Avdecha Nahalelcha Shibachacha Ferecha. Okay, so if that's true, is it true that everything that you should say is supposed to be from Sefer Tehillim? So we'll see that in a second. V'hei mitchila mitehila leDavid atzof haSefer uKvar nogu ha'am. Now, so he says again, what is this that the Chachamim praise, which is Rabbi Yossi, he says, Yechelki Megomrei Hala B'Chayom, which the Gemara defines as Psuki de Zimra. So that's what Mishakar is really saying. V'hein mitehila leDavid atzof haSefer. Right? What is it that they were praising, which the Gemara calls Psuki de Zimra, starting from Tehila leDavid until the end of the Sefer? So you see, the Rambam is also of the opinion that Tehila leDavid with the rest of the Parakim of the Hallelujahs constitutes what we call Psuke de Zimra. Okay? Now, however, the Rambam, I don't have it over here, I didn't photocopy it, but if you look later on in Perik Zayin, the Rambam talks about the order of the Tfilos. He goes through the order of the Tfilos, and over there he has the saying of Ashrei three times. Once in what we call Psuke de Zimra, once in the Seder of Kedusha of Avolatzion, and the third time by Mincha. So the Rambam holds like the Rush to some degree. Because obviously he's of the opinion that Asher is part of what? Is part of Psuki de Zimra. But he disagrees with the Rosh. Well, the Rosh seemingly says, as only his girsa seems to be, Kalom etila ledavid b'chayam, doesn't mention shalosh pa'amim. The Rambam apparently does include three times the saying of Asher. So apparently he did have the girsa of shalosh pa'amim. But it's not a steer, because the Rambam apparently holds there are two dinim in psukei dezivra. There's one in saying it, the start of it is saying it as part of what we call psukei dezivra. It may even be the key to psukei dezivra because of the uniqueness of it, as the Gemara says, because of the order of aleph beis, because it says to say eches yedecha. And then you finish up already the rest of the halalukos, which is yehei chalti im gomrei halal b'chol yom. But according to the Rambam, there's another halacha. There's another halacha of including another two sayings, two mentions of Tehillah l'David, because of its special uniqueness. Okay. So again, we have a machlokis. According to Rashi, psukei dezivra seems to be those two parakim. And according to the Rosh, right, it's apparently psukei dezivra is Tehillah l'David. According to the Rambam, Tehillah l'David is incorporated in psukei dezivra for sure. It may even be the teeth of psukei dezivra. But there's something more than that in terms of saying Tehillah l'David. You should mention it two other occasions as well. And by the way, Rashi mentions why three times keneged shalosh tefillos. Rashi doesn't mean that they should say Ashrei by every single one of the tefillos. So what the Gemara says, keneged. Since we have three tefillos b'chol yom, so we should also have that shevach of Ashrei of Tehillah l'David b'chol yom shalosh pa. Okay. But of course, the obvious shita, the obvious opinion that needs quite a bit of clarification is Rashi shita. Where is Rashi coming from? That psukei dezivra are those two perukim that he mentions. Again, shnei mizmorim shel hilulim hallelu es Hashem min hashamayim hallelu kel b'kachu. Any ideas? Okay. So, again, the Gemara says, Yehelki im gomrei halal. Rabbi Yossi said, Yehelki im gomrei halal b'chol yom. Right? Im gomrei halal. The Gemara is calling it halal. The Gemara asks, you don't say halal b'chol yom. No, what are we talking about? What type of halal? Psukei dezivra. Okay? So, the question is, what is that phrase? Why does the Gemara call psukei dezivra Yehelki im gomrei halal? Why is it called halal? Okay? So, apparently, Rashi feels that it's called in Gomri Halel, Psukei dezivra is called Halel, because look at these two parakim that he picks, right? The ones that he picks, Hallelu es Hashem min Hashemayim, Hallelu Bamromim, Hallelu Kol Tzevav, Hallelu Shemesh Areya, so on and so forth. Because every single pasuk in that perik is Hallelu. And the same thing is also true with Hallelu Kel B'Kacho, Hallelu B'Kia Izo, Hallelu B'Ferosav, so on and so forth. So according to Rashi, what's Yehelki Im Gomri Hallel B'Chol Yom, which the Gemara defines as Psukei dezivra, it's called Hallel because it's those two prakim of Tehillim that have constant Hallelukas, Hallelu, Hilulim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's apparently Rashi's definition of why it's called in Gomri Hallel B'chol Yom, and therefore that's only limited to those two parakim. Okay? What would be the Rosh's and the Rambam's definition of why it's called Hallel? The answer is simple, because, well, except for Ashrei, which we fit in an extra pasuk to finish up with Hallel, right? The rest of them start with Halleluka and finish with Halleluka. So apparently they feel that's why it's called the Gomri Hallel B'chol Yom. Okay? So according to Rashi again, right, Hallel B'chol Yom refers to those parakim that have constant Ilulim. According to the Rosh and the Rambam, it's those parakim that start and finish with Halleluka. Okay. Now, a few interim questions. The Rambam also continues, "Kfar nogu am likros psukim l'feim alachrei." Well, people were knowing to say psukim beforehand, like to say psukim afterwards, which of course we start from Barashah, Hodu Hashem, you know, Hodu, etc., etc. According to Nusach Ashkenaz, Hodu is not included. You say Baruch Sha'amar, and then you say Hodu. So Hodu is included in what we call Pesukim. So it's praise. It's praise of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Okay? It's not from Sefer Tehillim. Okay? So how do we say Shirei David Avdecha? The answer is there happens to be a Perek in Tehillim. It's from Divrei Hayom. But there happens to be a Perek in Tehillim that's very similar. Very, very close to it. Okay? So it may not be Sefer Tehillim. In other words, Psuki de Zimra, the Rambam says, Sefer Tehillim. Right? But what we add on are not necessarily Sefer Tehillim. Okay? But what we do add on is Hodul Hashem was said by David. Okay? So at least it's Irishire David Avdecha. Da'alel Hashem Elokim. Yes? And the Shirei David. And the Shirei. Okay, that's a good point. Although the Rama mentions the Sefer Tehillim as far as Psuki the Zimmer is concerned. Vayivarech David also happens to be not from Sefer Tehillim, but also Shirei David Avdecha. Vayivarech David is. Right, this kolakol v'yom edavid. But what would be a problem?
Shir
Sayam. So Shir Sayam is neither Sefer Tehillim, nor is it Shiri David Avdecho. So again, we don't have the Rambam here, but if you look a little bit further, the Rambam, let me try to quote him. This is truly, truly interesting. Okay. In any case, I don't have the Rambam here, but if you look further, the Rambam says something fascinating, that was Karnogo Ami mentions to say Shir Sayam after Yishtapach. According to the Rambam, Shir Sayam is not included prior to Yishtapach. Shir Sayam is said after Yishtapach. And apparently, because even though you may not require Sefer Tehillim, Psuki de Zimra is Sefer Tehillim. The additions may not be Sefer Tehillim, but it has to be Shiri David Avdecha, according to the Rambam. And therefore, the Rambam says that Shir Sayam, there were no way to include it, but the Rambam says after Yishtapach. Okay, one more question I want to deal with very briefly. And that question is, the Rush, the Rambam mentions that we add psukim, right? Especially we add a pasuk at the beginning of Tehillah LeDavid. We add a pasuk at the end of Tehillah LeDavid. But we say a bracha beforehand, and we say a bracha afterwards. Right? And if the bracha is on something specific, which is called Psuki de Zimra, let's say in the regular halal, if you would insert another pasuk. So there's no question it would be a hefsek. Okay? So why is it not a hefsek here? Okay? Why is it not a hefsek here? More than that, let's say what happens if somebody, there's a whole simonim in the Mishnah Berurah about it, if somebody real comes into shul late and he realizes that if he's going to say all the psuki de zimra, he's finished, right? That's it. He's not going to make it with the tibur to, would say kriya shema b'rachas Hashem, certainly not, being able to daven with the tibur. So what should he say? So again, if he has no time, the Torah says, just start baruch hu. Okay? Are you allowed to say psuki de zimra afterwards? So here's also a major machlokes haposkim, Rav Netarayigon. If you look at the tur in Simen and Aleph, Vimbo, it's Nun Beis, beginning of Nun Beis, Vimbo lebeis haknesses and matzot tzibur besof psuki dezimra. He comes into shul and he finds that the tzibur is already at the end of psuki dezimra. Al zeh sholul Rav Netarayi, they ask Rav Netarayigon, right, Mao she ispalul matzibur, vayomer psuki dezimra achaka. Can he just daven along, start with baruch hu, and after Shemin Esrei, he's going to say his psuki dezimra. V'heishiv she'en yachol. Rav Netroi says you can't do it. Ki tiktum kodim tefillah. Because the takana was to say psuki dezimra kodim tefillah. Like we said before, the basis of psuki dezimra is probably what Chazal say, la'olam yisader adam shvachav shomakam b'yachakach mispala. Or the same idea as we have of smichas gula l'tefillah. Which is first, the Rashi says that the remes for smicha skula l'tfila is that it says first we mention Hashem tsuri the goali, and right afterwards David says Yancha Hashem b'yom tsar. So in other words, first you praise. Rashi brings a Yerushalmi that gives a mashal. When you come to a king, you don't just start asking for your requests. First you praise the king, so on and so forth, and then you can ask your request. So in other words, there's an idea, there's a concept here. Why the Chachamim were Mesader Shvachav Shomakom and Achakach Mispalel. So if you were already Mispalel, that same Shvachav Shomakom afterwards is not in place anymore. So Rav Netroi Gaon says that no, you shouldn't say it. Aki tikdum kodim tfila. So he should say as little as possible. He should say Baruch Shama, and the Omer Tehillah LeDavid. He should say Tehillah LeDavid. Umidaleg al ad Hallelu Kel Bekacho. He should skip until Hallelu Kel Bekacho. The Omer Kolan Shama Tahaluka Halleluka. Right? And then that the Rosh, his father, said, "Kosev Avramram, if nichnas adon lebeis haknesses veroei shem yomer kolelu apsukim shelo yuchol lahashlim tefilasol matzibur yomer baruch shamar umizmar shetehila leDavid bovad vechosem biyishtabach." Okay. So first of all, according to Rav Netroi Gaon, what are you supposed to say? Tehillah LeDavid, and then skip until Hallelu Kel Bekacho. According to the Rosh, it's sufficient to say Tehillah LeDavid. Okay, what is that machlokus about? Obviously, it's the same machlokus as we have between Rashi and the Rosh and the Rambam. Okay, according to the Rambam, Tehillah LeDavid and is the main part, as we said, is the key to Psuki Dezimra, right? Because of its unique place, especially according to the Rosh, that isn't Gori Shalish Pump, right? So the key to Psuki Dezimra, the essence of Psuki Dezimra is Tehillah LeDavid. And then there's Yehei Chelki Im Gomri Yahalo, to finish up Hala. So according to the Rosh, right, Lishitaso, if you come in late, what is it that you must say Tehillah LeDavid? The rest is Yehei Chelki Im Gomri Yahalo. Okay. However, according to Rashi, Rashi feels, what is Psuki Dezimra? Psuki Dezimra are those prakim that have the constant repeat of Hilulim. Halu kel bekach, halu bekul, izor, etc., etc. So you may not have to say both of them. So according to Rashi, okay, you'll say one of them. Right? So, but you also have to say Tehillah LeDavid because of his chashivus. Okay, but Psuki Dezimra is only that. So therefore, according to that sheet, according to Zerayah, which is apparently Rashi's sheet, you would say Tehillah LeDavid because of its chashivus, and you would say one of those halalukos that Rashi mentions because of Gomri Halil B'chol Yom, Psukim of Hilul.
Why is it more important to say Ashrei at that point instead of the second haluka? When you're going to be saying Ashrei again after, it has a...
Yeah, no, but again, like we said, you say there's a chashivas of Sengashi more than once. But in terms of Psuki Dezimra of Shevach, as Rav Netroi points out, Shevach belongs before Shemin Esrei. Once you finish Shemin Esrei, the concept of Shevach, you say it for other reasons, right? But not as Yololam Yisadra and Shvach and Shemokam Bachakach Mispal. So Mamela, that really, the two opinions in the Torah really reflects the two opinions in terms of what Psuki Dezimra is. Okay. However, what's difficult is, A, what we asked before, how can you insert a pasuk? Isn't it a hefsek if you sing a bracha lefanana, a bracha lacharel? And the second unusual thing, in Hallel, if you wouldn't say all of Hallel, would you be Yotze? In the Hallel of Yomim Tovim, the Hallel of Hanukkah, if you wouldn't say all of Hallel, would you be Yotze? So the real truth is that there's a tremendous doubt whether you could say it with a bracha. For example, Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, or Hallel on the latter days of Pesach, right? So the Rambam's opinion is, and it's a minhag of Sfaradim, you don't say it with a bracha, because the Gemara Sukkah says that you can't say a bracha on a minhag. And Halal, the Gemara in Taina seems to say that Halal on Rish Chodesh, when you're not Gomer is a Halal, it's a Halal B'Torah's minhag, it's not B'Torah's fear. The Ben Tam has his lumdus, why you could say a bracha, but that only deals with a bracha. Okay? But nevertheless, it certainly, is not the Halal that we're talking about. It's not the full Chefts of Halal. It may not be a Chefts of Halal altogether, let's say, according to the Rambam, etc. So how come all of a sudden over here, we also have a bracha Baruch Shamar, and we have a bracha of Yishtabach, right? And all of a sudden you can skip most of it, and just say Tehillah L'David according to one opinion, they say Tehillah L'David another parrot, and you're fine. Nobody argues that you can say the bracha. Everybody holds you can say the bracha Baruch Shamar, you say the bracha of Yishtabach, how come? So here, there's a concept that's developed by the Rabbi Rav Soloveitchik in his Sefer of Shurim L'Zecher Avi Mori, right? And he says something very interesting, as we'll see, is very meduyuk in the Rishonim, that he says that the difference between Halel of Yomim Tovim and Psukei D'Zimra, which is also Gemiras Halel B'chol Yom, is that one of them, that the Halel of Yomim Tovim, is in Pirkei Halel. You have to say according to the Mishnah Mircha Berurah, actually possible, if you skip one word of Halal, you're not Yotz. Just like if it's a din of Kriyas, as Halal, right? So just like a Kriya B'Torah, if you miss a word, you're not Yotz. The Mishnah Berurah possible, you have to say every single word of Halal. But in any case, the concept is it's Pirkei Halal. Okay. However, he says that Psukei D'Zimra is not a din of Prokim. It's a din of psukim. And the very term itself, of psukei d'zimra, it seems to lend credence to that idea that it's a din in saying psukim of sheva. Now the real truth is that it's meduyik in the Rambam, and certainly in the Lashon of the Rosh. Look at the Rambam that we just read in Halacha Yifeis. Shavchu Chachamim Harishonim L'misha Koriz Miros M'Sefer Tehillim V'Chol Yom Mehein Metilu L'David Atzof HaSefer L'Kvar Nogu'om Likros Psukim L'Fnei Melachreya. People are knowing to add additional Psukim beforehand and Psukim afterwards, so on and so forth. In the tour, okay, I hope I photocopied the right one. In any case of that, I'll read it to you. Okay, I believe it's a Nun Aleph, but let me read it.
Rambam also used the word Koran, so you can argue that he could have said Omer.
Okay. It's Kriyas Psukim, right? There's a concept of Kriyas Psukim as well. Okay? So in any case, let me see if I can find the Lashon of... in the Torah Rechaim Simen Nun Aleph, prior Simen. So he quotes, the Torah quotes his father, the Rosh. So Amish Nichnas Me'ucher, right? If you look at the part that he quotes the Rosh, you have it in the middle, the one that the Torah that we just read, right? V'zeh Loshen Adon Yavi HaRosh Zal, Kosev HaRamra. In Nichnas Adon Leveis HaKnesses, V'roeshim yomer kol il elu hapsukim shelo yuchel lahashlim tefilasa matzibur. So Mamela, he skips certain parts of it. The lashon of the Rosh is also b'shem Rav Amram. If he realizes that if he's going to say all these psukim, he doesn't say all these prakim. He says all these psukim, which also is very much meduyik in the lashon of the Torah, that apparently, like the Rav pointed out, or wanted to say that it's not a halacha in Pirkei Halel. But it's Allah and Amiras Psukim. It's Amiras Psukim. If that's the case, so it would seem a little strange that if it's Allah and Perakim, if you say just one Perik, you could say Baruch Shama, you could say Bracha Lefanea, and you could say a Bracha Lachra. If it's Amiras Psukim, so even in one Perik you have Amiras Psukim. Right? So Memela, it's shayach for the Amira, even a limited amount of psukim. So you can say a bracha lefneh, and you can say a bracha lachra, and that would also explain why you can insert the pasuk. Right? Because basically it's not a concept of parakim, which perhaps then there would be shayach a concept of hefsik between those parakim. But if it's Amira psukim, okay. So we add a pasuk then, for whatever reason, we add it. So basically, yes. Yes.
I know it's generally limited to brachas. Does it have any effect, in your opinion, on philo, on something like Sukkot and Zimra? And is this a shinui about Be'ashem?
Okay. What you're asking is a very good question, and it's not a simple question on a multiple levels. The question is, what is Psukit HaZimra? Was it really part of the initial Takana of Tfilah? Because as we said before, the Takana of Tfilah B'Tzibur, there's no question, you see clearly from the Rambam, right, that the Takana of Tfilah B'Tzibur is from the Kaddish prior to Baruch Hu and Baruch Hu.
Okay. We can even get away with saying that it's limited to brachas, period, because that's
possible. But it may not even fully be limited to brachas. That's my next point. It may not even be fully limited to the brachas. Rashi is of the opinion in brachas that if you're mishana from anything in the matbeya shetava, even in the middle part of a bracha, so you're not yotza. The Rashba and many other Rishonim, and a lot of other Rishonim hold that it's not really, it doesn't affect the nusach of the bracha itself, right? What it really affects is, let's say if the Chacham are misaking that you should say a bracha lefaneha and a bracha lachreha. There's certain brachas that have a bracha before and a bracha afterwards, or that you should say just before and not after, or just after and not before. There are some Rishonim who limit the concept of kol ha-mishanim of beis shetavachal mebracha only to that, and not really to the and the what's discussed in the Rishonim concerning this machlok is what we say piyuti, Rosh Hashanah. Let's say minhag of the Washington Heights community, Breuer's community, as they say piyutim all the time. In Brichas Kriya Shema, but almost all of us say piyutim at the beginning of Shemon Esrei, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and things like that. How can you say piyutim? And some of the Rishonim, the Avudram, and others say that you can't, that you shouldn't say piyutim because it's mishanim et beis shetav chacham im bebracha. Okay? But others say no, that Merkala Mishanim at Be'er Shetav HaCham HaBracha is only limited to the basic format that they were Mesakin for a bracha, but not for the Nusach of the bracha. The Ritva has a very interesting, different concept. The Ritva says that if you do it occasionally, it's okay. So of course, he doesn't mean we can flub it from time to time. What he means, obviously, is that if you say it all the time, so in essence, you're changing the Nusach. But if you say it sometimes, it's an addition for Rosh Hashanah. So that's not called Mishanah Mekresh. So in any case, but you're right, it's not, whether any part of it would be Negei at the Pesukim is not at all clear. It's not at all clear. Okay, what I'd like to finish up with, we said that we're going to be talking about Pesukim de Zimmer from a halacha and from a hashkafa perspective. So Lemaisa again. By the way, I just want to add one thing. I don't know if it exists in America, but in Israel it's become a very, very popular thing that there's no shliach tzibur by Psuki Dezimra. That shuls, like on the weekdays, give you 15 minutes, to say brachas and Psuki Dezimra, and let's say they start davening, the minyan starts at 7, by 7:15 somebody gets up and says yishtaba. Right? It says kaddish and yishtaba. Shabbos, they give you like a half hour for the lengthier, let's say minyan is 7:30 in Israel. We don't have 7:30 minyanim here. Okay? But in any case, 8 o'clock, that's when they start Shohanat. Okay? So always when the first times I was exposed to it, I always felt, a little bit of a zilzal and tefillah. But the truth is, if you look at the Rambam, it seems to very, very much fit into the Rambam's concept of tefillah. In other words, that tefillah b'tzibur begins from the Kaddish and Baruch Hu. This is a mirror, like you're getting together to say tefillah, even though they're masakin a bracha lefneh and a bracha lachreh. The Rambam says that after you finish your shtabach, that's when the shliach tzibur gets up and says Kaddish and Baruch Hu. So it really is very, very much fits into the Rambam's concept of what tefillah should be, because the Shliach Tzibur is exactly that. He leads in tefillah b'tzibur. And apparently, according to the Rambam, Psuki de Zimra is not tefillah b'tzibur. It's tefillah, and even has a bracha lefaneh and a bracha l'achareh, but it's not tefillah b'tzibur, and therefore that really fits in very nice. Now I enjoy doing it at the Rambam. Okay, I just want to finish up with what were Chazal doing? Okay? Rashi mentions elsewhere in brachas when he talks about the brachas that we say lefaneha and the brachas that we say liachreha. So Gemara, the Mishnah says that you say two brachas before Kriya Shema, right? And then some after. So Rashi says, don't make a mistake and think that the Yishtabach is one of them. So he says that really comes as part of Psuki de Zimra, like Amiras Halel, which has a bracha lefaneha and lefaneha. Okay? So apparently there's this concept that it's Omer Halel B'chol Yom, the Gemara says it's Psuki de Zimra. There's a concept that somehow, like Psuki de Zimra is an essence of, you know, of Halel to some degree. But what is it? What were the Chachamim trying to accomplish by instituting it? So I think the idea is as follows. The Gemara in Arvei Pesachim says that Mosgalo Kos Revi, you pour the fourth kos, and the Gomrim is a Halel, right? And you finish up the latter part of Halel, okay? And then the Gemara says, Omer Halel Hagadol, which says, and you say Halel Hagadol, which is what was quoted, you know, in the Gemara and Brachas. If the only reason you're saying Ashrei is because of Seichas Yaakov, why don't you say Halel Hagadol? What's Halel Hagadol? The Gemara ends up saying it's the Hodol Hashem Ki Tov Olam Chazo Yom HaNesel Chazo. And the reason why it's called Halel Hagadol because of the great praise